Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday. I just want to welcome you to Change My Perspective. If you're new to this podcast, basically, this is it is a reading. It is a current events, past events, future events. May the force be with you. and any all of the above. Basically, what we do is we allow for spirit to guide us through what is happening now, tying together what was and making better plans for what is to come. Okay, so I just want to start a reading with basically 2 points. It's coming to the end of the year. Yay, 2025 ready. And where spirit is leading us is into making a choice to walk away from something at the end of the year. Now that sounds cliche. Give me a moment. But the truth is we're always walking towards and walking away from things to different experiences. If you are looking to change anything in your life scape, then you are looking for better, more prosperity, more love, more hope, more peace, more joy, then you have to make a change. You can't just stay in the same mode using the same methods, because you're going to have the same outcome. What is that saying from Einstein, to do the same thing over and over again and expect a change is insanity? And forgive me for the not exact quote, but let's go with the paraphrase. So this is another thing about how I read. I am an intuitive reader. I just want to introduce myself. And I am clairvoyant as well as clairaudient. So a lot of times I get songs that kind of, let's say, put the exclamation mark on the message. So when that happens, basically for the start of this reading, I was listening to Genesis, That's All. So pull that one up, because we're culminating at end of the year and point blank period, That's All. So whatever you want to leave into 2024, you have the right to do so, right? Or you have the right to remain silent and let things go the way that they've been going. It's all up to us. We are creatures of choice, whether we realize that or not. Okay, so let's see if we can get a little bit more information on this this Eight of Cups. And it's funny because I'm using a different deck, and believe it or not, Eight of Cups was trying to come out again. So let's really hyphenate this New Year, why you need to leave, New Year coming, hyphen, I need to walk towards something better. And what fell out basically is Page of Pentacles, which basically says it's in a reverse. So if you don't walk away, then you're going to miss out on a new opportunity. We, the collective, will miss out. And that's true. You stay stagnate, you stay in place, then you don't get those new opportunities that are on the horizon. So what are we walking towards? That's the question. What are we walking towards? What are we walking towards? Hearing toward another day. Each new day comes the brand new mercies given to us by the Spirit of God. All right. So this is a day of reversals. We're walking toward, let's say it this way, Hierophant in the reverse. So if you have been counting on your basic traditions, whatever your tradition is for the end of the year, that's not what I'm talking about. But your traditions of, this is where I go to get things done. I go to this institution. I expect this particular source, traditional source, to give me what I'm looking for. I would say that walk away to freedom. meaning that look for new ways, not the traditional go-to things, people, and places, but look for something, a new way of expression. And if you can hear the fire engines outside my house, Santa's riding on the fire engine today. And at the same time that I had to do this reading, here comes Santa. Coming down Santa Claus's lane. Ah, and there is the song. So, first song was not what I expected. I gotta stop. Hi, Santa. Hi, Santa. See me waving out of the window, Santa, while I'm trying to do a reading. Thank you. Maybe I should get out and do a reading for Santa. Okay. All right. Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus's lane. Vixen and Dixon and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing. Children are singing. All is merry and bright. And then I don't remember the rest. Kiss your children and say your prayers because Santa Claus comes tonight, or kiss somebody. All right. And what fell out while I was singing that is the Three of Swords. It's Three Swords of the Heart. So for you, those that are familiar with the traditional tarot decks, Rider Waite is what I'm using. So there's been some rainy days and there's been some heartbreaks. And that's one reason you want to look at different sources and resources, because the same old will give you the same old outcome. So let's get some advice more about walking towards. So we know we're walking toward freedom, non-traditional go-to people, places, and things. Please clarify. Give and take. So Six of Pentacles is teaching us that what you're walking towards. So you might have been in a situation where you were giving and others were comfortably taking, or working for jobs that you give the time, your talent, your skill set, and even a good attitude, and finding out that they were taking more, paying less, and had a bad attitude. So you might even want to re-examine your work outlook for the upcoming year. Look for something, and it may be not the traditional office space that you're used to. Maybe you'll have an entrepreneurial effort. Maybe even within your job, you'll re-job craft it. Come up with something to make your job easier as well as others around you, if you have that ability. I know some people have many layers of management. I personally don't even know who's managing me now. I report to, it seems, pretty much everybody. I've been there for, you know, some months, about 4 or 5. And I think I'm having a change in the reporting structure. But either way, I'm going to job craft it to make it as easier as possible for myself, and then others will benefit. So that's the non-traditional point that I plan to take. And then you could look at your job and see what you plan to take. All right, let's see what else. Because one thing about energy, we do know that it flows. Wherever your intent is, wherever your mind is set, that's where energy flows, the same way your intention. How's it? Wherever your intention goes, energy flows. Whatever you're focused on is how the energy will present itself. We only get a certain amount of energy. You look at it this way. You look at money, for example. This is because this is more practical, good earthy type pentacle type description. So if you get a certain amount of money, if you're working, let's say salary, paycheck, fixed income, let's say you get $100, right? And out of that $100, you have to pay bills. If you're a budgeter, you have to pay bills. You have to look at the time. When will you receive your next 100? I'm going to do this for two scenarios. I'm going to do it for the traditional fixed income, and those that need to look at it from a perspective is I'm not sure when money's coming in again. But for that person that knows if they get $100 every set time, they know they have to pay bills. You know, you need time for entertainment, or whether you're cutting entertainment out, I would say don't do that. Do something fun for yourself. Doesn't have to be like go to Hawaii, you know, but it can be something where you either catch a movie, which pretty much costs about the same as Hawaii these days. That's a joke. But or you can look for deals, right? You could be a person that coupons. You could be one like myself. I like to to have several apps to see what points I can acquire. But if you're using a reward, if you're just collecting points, like I do at Wawa for the sake of collecting points, then that's just not really taking you anywhere. And if for those of you who don't have a Wawa, it's like a convenience store. All right. But anyway, you have a certain amount of energy. You're allotted a day, and a lot of us who do work for jobs, a lot of our energy toward jobs, then there's family commitments, and ourselves usually comes last. So we find out that we're bankrupt in energy by the end of the day, and then we're worried why we can't be creative, why we're stuck in the same mold, the same taking the same paths, having the same behaviors, dealing with the same addictions, and it's because we're not allocating our energy properly. Now, for those of us that don't know, like, so you might have a great deal in whatever business that you do. You might be entrepreneurial. You might have a hustle thing on the side. And you're not sure how much you're going to get. If you're in sales, I've done my time in sales, and during the course of this podcast, I may do it again. Who knows? A lot of lessons to be learned about sales. I tell you, if there is, everyone talks about lawyers, but salespeople can be snake oil salespeople at times, depending on who's getting a chunk out of your chunk. So if you're one of those people, you know, you're selling your tail off and someone's getting a piece of the rock, you know, a piece of your pay, a piece of your commissions, whatever, then, you know, you have to hustle harder in order to allocate that chunk. So you're still in a budgeting sense. Even though you may not know how many sales you make, you know how much the chunks are that's coming out. And so same thing, if you're using the same methods, and they teach you this in sales, you're using the, if your mindset is just set on a certain way of doing things, and it's not giving you any of the results that you're looking for, then you need to change up your technique. And if you are getting results, understand that things need to refresh. And we're coming toward the end of the year. So even if you're doing well, reexamine and see how you could do even better. All right. But either way, look for things that are giving and taking, because maybe they are taking a big chunk of your commissions, but maybe you like the work environment. Maybe you don't want to sit in the office and report to 15 people. Although I had like 4 or 5 partners, and I felt like we were still reporting to everybody, and everybody was getting a piece of the pie. And then by the time they got finished, I had crumbs, literally. And I wasn't like the woman, the Syrophoenician woman that said, just give me crumbs off the master's table. I flipped the table over like Jesus did. And in the temple, and I left. I rolled. I walked away, and was one of the best moves from that particular company that I ever did in my life. But that's another story. Okay. But yet I digress. So the next card that comes out is Ten of Swords, and that's in a challenge position. So here's the thing. You may have a problem walking away because it's painful, right? Ten of Swords is known as betrayal, a painful ending, but it is a completion, hence the number 10, that needs to occur before you get to a new beginning. You have to have a new ending. So if you're in challenge, what we're going to do, we're going to keep this short and brief, about 15-minute podcast. I'll be back again. I'm going to end with a shadow card, which means that part of the subconscious you might not have tapped in yet. And then we're going to call it a day and go about our way today, get what we need to get done so we can have some me time and some creative energy time. So basically, painful endings. Painful because we're used to certain people, places, and things being in our lives. And because we cannot always see the future, we're not sure what's going to replace that. I'll tell you what's going to replace it. You're going to replace it. You're going to be still and reexamine. You have that time. Even if it's the one day you may have off, or even if you have to work that day, take 10, 15, 20 minutes, whisper a prayer in a fashion that you do, and just have your mind still. Peace be still. That's what I'm leaving with you. That's what Jesus said, and the world can't take it away. That's a reminder. And I got a reversal, which is 10 of Wands. So interesting. 10 of Swords, 10-10, definitely completion, and it's in a reverse. Throw off your burdens. That's the advice. And then 8 of Wands, which is a new energy coming quickly. So if you're looking for things to change, the advice is look for a non-traditional method. Look for methods that look for situations that allow you to not just give to them, but to also take back. In other words, your energy should be flowing in and out, in and out, in and out. Okay. Not just getting stuck. That's how you get stuck energy. And if you're having a challenge in what you perceive to be a painful ending, because remember, swords are thought symbols. It's all in your mind. It doesn't have to be what you think it's going to be. The challenge is understanding that. But in order to get to that ending, you will have to visualize yourself throwing off your burdens, and that's what's going to unstick the energy. And for that subconscious work, explore your feelings, delve into insecurities and unresolved emotions, be as authentic as you can, have closure, and things that need to be closed, don't just leave open for the sake of there's a difference between wish fulfillment and magical thinking, and meaning that you're really trying to bring something to pass, your intent, but deep down in your heart, deep down in your subconscious, you know and you feel that this is not going to be what you think it is. So it's hard to manifest when your higher self knows better. Amen and amen. And deal with your unresolved emotions. If you love, love. If you're angry, then you got to accept that you're angry about something. And it's okay to be angry, but don't go out and do angry things. All right. And if you don't care, sometimes you just don't care. But as you move through these emotions toward the end of the year, you'll come to a place. I know this. There is something within you, and there is a spirit without you that is conspiring to bring you to a wholeness and a fulfillment. Peace, everyone, and have a great weekend.